I was so exhausted by those two guys. They've walked up that 1,000 meters as if it was just a casual walk.
And this was at Phajoding in Bhutan. Was that early in your visit or later on?
Later on. It was after you left. And so it started to rain when we got up there. And I couldn't do watercolors in the rain.
Right.
So I asked if I could go up on the steps of this one building to sit under a cover and paint.
Yeah.
And they said yes. But I was so cold and so sweaty from being struggling to queue up with these two monkeys that I couldn't draw a straight line. There was no way I was going to be drawing to draw anything.
Right.
So I was just sitting there, and a monk came. He came out from inside with a big red blanket, and he put it over my shoulders, and then he sat beside me to watch me as I drew.
Isn't that nice?
Isn't that great?
Yeah.
Man. So I finished the four. But they weren't drying. I couldn't leave right away.
Yeah.
But those two guys, they didn't understand this. This was really stupid. They wanted to get home.
Yeah. Well, when Alex and I went up there, we camped up there, about where that photograph was taken. We camped. And I had my little camp stove going to make some coffee and tea for us in the night because it was cold. And a woman and two children came walking by collecting firewood, and they were amazed at the sound that was coming out of my camp stove, because we didn't light a fire. And it was just, and they were big eyes. But I took some pictures of them. You've seen them already, but you didn't know who they were. That was and then we were invited inside the dzong for. We had butter tea and rice inside. Amazing. And so close to Thimphu.
Hmm.
Just up the hill.
1,000 meters.
Yeah. It was hard. Alex beat me hiking. I was huffing and puffing to keep up with him.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Did he talk about that when you two were together in Norway?
We talked a little bit about it. Mostly, we talked about family.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's like the brother I never had.
Hmm?
He is like the brother I never had.
Is that right?
Yeah, we're very close that way. It's funny.
Yeah.
I get along with him so well.
Yeah.
I was so pleased when his daughter Annabelle and my daughter Finn, just like that.
Is
off
that right?
They went. Yeah. It was great.
Does she write to Annabelle?
They have email addresses, but neither of them writes very much.
Oh.
But on my phone, I subscribe to Sebastian's picture feed. He posts pictures once or twice a day, or videos of skateboarding, and I follow that.
How old is Sebastian?
He's 15.
Is he really?
Same age as my kids.
Yeah.
The boy and the boy and the girl, same age.
That's neat.
Yeah.
Wow. And you were there in November 89.
I was there from the end of September. Actually, about halfway into September until December the 5th, I came back to Canada. So, like a good 2.5 months.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. What a wonderful experience to go there.
Yeah, I'm very grateful for it.
And we were so lucky to go before they opened the gates to all these tourists. Now the country is flooded with them.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you know, the main drug used to have maybe one truck.
Yeah.
On it. But in 2004, there must have been 20 vehicles or more on the road. The whole feeling of it was changed.
There are two things I regret not buying because I was trying to save money. One was a pair of glasses made from thinned, almost clear stone, rough around the edge, but made to go over your eyes. And you could see the veins in the rock, but you could clear enough you could see through. I regret not buying those. And the second thing was the top half of a human skull.
Oh yes, I've seen that too.
That was carved on the outside and red on the painted red on the inside. He wanted $50 for it. And I chose not to, but I regret not buying that.
No, I would never buy anything like that. Never, never, never.
Yeah. It's for pujas, you know. It's a ceremonial thing, and so it's probably better that I don't have it. But I should have bought those glasses. Hmm. It must have been a tongue of this clearish rock, like a quartzite, that was then cut. And they took these cross sections and made them into glasses.
But what use were they?
They were a little bit smoke color. So maybe his sunglasses. Amazing. They were so cool. And I didn't buy them. Yeah. They had a little brass bridge and brass arms going over the ears.
Well, you can't buy everything.
No, that's, let's see. That's 28 years ago.
Yeah. All those things up on the shelf up there.
Yeah.
Are you interested in any of that?
Oh, yeah. For sure.
Yeah.
I love that. Is that silver, the vase going up like this? The metal vase?
That's silver.
Silver.
That comes from Norway.
That's a gorgeous shape.
Yeah.
And there's a... what's the word? Aqua colored vase that goes down and in and crack and shapes. I'll get it. This one.
That one was given to me here in Edmonton.
That's beautiful.
Alan Meach, who has a very good sense of quality. He was downsizing. And so he gave me that. Certainly is not what I needed.
Yeah. It's beautiful.
Yes, it is. That's a crackle great place.
Yeah.
And the reason he gave it to me was that when I visited China, I bought a crackled pot. I put it in my carry bag that got there. The driver was told that he had to take 4 or 5 people to the airport. And so we could leave no luggage in where we were sitting, because we were sitting cheap to jowl there. And he put that bag in the back and then he slammed the lid shut in the truck. So I told Alan about that at one point, so he gave me that.
Yeah, that's a lovely piece.
You can have it.
Yeah, that would
be absolutely.
I would love to have that one. And what's the story with this?
This is a symbol of a beech tree. It's the symbol for Larvik.
Okay. It's a flower vase.
It really needs cleaning.
Yeah.
You can have that one too if you want.
I would love to have that one.
Yeah, you can have it.
Yeah. I look forward to cleaning it. I look forward to cleaning it.
Yeah.
Oh, it says something on here. Mit Talk for helhjertet innsats.
Helhjertet innsats, that was a retirement gift from my father, from the house hospital.
Yeah, staff. Larvik sykehus.
Yeah.
Yeah. Huh. Neat. Wholehearted thanks. Insats. What does that mean?
Insats means effort.
Effort, okay. Wholehearted effort. With thanks for wholehearted effort.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Tusen takk.
You are very welcome. And I'm delighted you like that crackle one because I love it too.
Oh, it's gorgeous.
It's mal apropos.
Why?
Well, because of the condition I'm in.
Right. I don't understand.
I will have to get rid of everything,
that you
almost
like.
Everything that I like.
Yes, yes. Do you want to take this one to your new place?
No. That is too good for that. If you like it, that's much better too. Do you have it? Yes, it's beautiful.
It is, yeah. Okay.
I don't know if it says where it's made.
No, it says a stamp in China.
Oh.
Yeah, that's it.
Yes, I would.
I love that color.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Yeah.
They are the ultimate potters, the Chinese.
Yes.